Hey. Happy West Coast Wednesday. Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mel. Welcome. It snowed in Vegas today again. And I don't know if anybody else is out there catching snowballs or catching snow dust, but Mother Nature can go ahead and quit because I'm done. We were at 70 degrees yesterday, Monday, t-shirt weather. Today, I'm wearing a parka trying to get my dog to the park, and it was a lot. So, yeah, staying warm. Got my long johns on.
It's still winter. I don't know what to say at this point. It's still winter. Pool season's supposed to open March 3rd.
Is that the official date?
Second weekend of March or the first weekend to be coming. So hopefully we just have a week of this, and hopefully the pool gods will be kind and let us have some warmth here. But it is crazy. I mean, and everybody get excited about this stupid snow. It's not sticking to the ground. You're not building a snow man. You're calling him Frosty. It's flurry. It's ice chips. It's whatever you think by definition of snow.
If you want real snow, like it snowed in Seattle and stuck, like there were inches on the ground. One of my cousins in Utah, in Salt Lake. So Salt Lake must just bypass this because the All-Star game was out clear and easy. Salt Lake got hit with like 3 to 4 feet drifts and crazy snow all day. So we're not getting all the snow that stuck.
Like if you were here in the 70s.
But it's February. It's like the end of February. We're supposed to be into some warmer weather now. Right. It's just like. I can't even.
Well, if you get, like I said, I've got home videos of my dad building a big snowman. That was in 1978, nine. I mean, the only time I can recall some snow other than that going to Mount Charleston or Lee Canyon. And then I do see some New Yorker, every person from Denver, every person that's from those snow climate areas, Chicago, and that's not snow. Philly, all of people. It's our snow. Still can't drive. Can't drive when it ain't snowing. So, heck ever.
Back at it. Anyways, you guys, we got a good show lined up for you today. We got a guest ready to go, so we want to get him on right now. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Brian Salmon, News 3 sports anchor, and new box. Oh, look at you. You practicing in the office, huh?
Someone got
Let's see some moves. Santa. Let's see some moves. Let's
see the moves. Santa gave me that. what's up, Mo and Mel? What's happening?
What's good, yo? So, Brian, I caught you at the UNLV Lady Rebels game last week. A shout out to the ladies. We'll talk about them later, of course, because they're back-to-back Mountain West champs for the season. But you mentioned you had something going on this weekend. And so immediately I was like, wait a minute. What kind of interview you got lined up? What are you doing?
And then, kind of interview? Nobody wanted to interview me for this thing. Yeah, I've been talking about this thing I got going on, just bugging the heck out of everybody because I can't stop talking about it. It's like my new passion. I used to always hoop, but now I've been boxing and got like an amateur fight coming up. That's why I guess my Secret Santa bought me this because I've been at work talking about it too much, I guess. So yeah, I've been getting punched in the face, been training. I got some digitally enhanced pictures making it look like I'm in shape. All kinds of stuff going on.
Digitally enhanced, stop it. You're not photoshopping like Kardashians out there. Let it go.
Do they really do that? The Kardashian Photoshop stuff?
So it's been said.
Wow.
Yeah. So you've been training. Did you go into boxing training thinking that you were going to do some fighting, like some actual amateur fights, or was it more so just like health and wellness?
You know what? Well, people may not believe this, but like young Brian was kind of hotheadish. So, and if you're a guy and you play sports, like basketball is one of those sports, you end up getting fights a lot. And I kind of whatever as a kid, but I got into it because I love the sport. Like I just love the sport. And then the man who I'm training with, his name's Wayne McCulloch. He's a boxing Hall of Famer, lives here in Nevada. He's from Ireland, little Irish guy. Silver medal in the 92 Olympics, I want to say. But he's training me. He's like, you know what, man, you should do this Masters. It's for old guys. It's for guys who are 35 and up. So Jesse couldn't even do it if he wanted to do it because Jesse's been training with me too. So, He's like, yeah, it's for 35 and up. Like, you should do it. It's a cool, you know, it's a cool little deal. It's an amateur deal. They pair you with someone your age, someone your weight, and someone your experience level. So it's not like I'm going there with someone who's had like 20 fights and I'm gonna get, you know, get beat up. So I was like, you know what? I'm competitive, ultra competitive. Like, I'm gonna do it. Why not? Here I am.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So basically anybody can come out and watch, correct?
Yeah, no, anyone can go. I sent you the link. I can't even remember what it says. I think it's like $20 to get in or something like that.
Yeah. International Sports Center, 7770 Dean Martin Drive, Saturday and Sunday. One day pass, $25. 2 day pass, $40. Kids are discounted or free. But man, so.
Yeah. But the thing is, with my little deal, it's a tournament style. So there's three people in my group. And the guy that I'm scheduled to fight, his name is Brian, which is crazy. and if I win Saturday, I'd fight Sunday for like champion of the three-person group. And wow. I told Jesse, I was like, man, if I win both these fights, man, people are going to hate me. Because they give you like a championship belt or something like that, too. Like, man, I'm going on the air. I'm going to have a
suit. We're going to see you on the news.
For like 2 weeks straight. I'm wearing like a championship belt for 2 weeks straight. Like, yeah, you can't tell me. What? Did you say something? Oh, I thought you said something. I thought somebody said something. So
thinking about the other side of things, like what happens if you get socked one good time in the face and you got a black eye? You rocking that for the news Monday? Is that what the story is?
Of course, yeah. So you know the rules about boxing, like you're not supposed to talk about what happens in camp or what happens in sparring stays in the gym, stays in the gym. But Jesse and I have sparred before. And like we go maybe 60%. We don't go really hard. Like we're not, you know, I'm not trying to hurt him. He's not trying to hurt me. Just kind of get some work in. But one day we sparred and touched gloves. Very first seconds of it, we both go up and we hit each other with a right hand at the same time, kind of like Rocky. And I guess it looked like it was hard because as soon as we did it, the coach is like, "Hey guys, like slow guy, like, calm down." And from that, I guess the next day Jesse had a black eye. At the end of the sparring, I had like some blood in my nose, so I gave him a black eye. He kind of bloodied up my nose. Well, I say that it didn't actually bleed. I didn't bleed my own blood, but it was some up in there. So,
so that was his blood.
No, it was my blood, but it didn't come down. No, I had to blow and do all that to had to find it. I had to make it come out.
Okay. So you guys were taking out the sports aggression on each other, right?
Yeah, that's what people, nah, I mean, we really, it's funny. We really, I can't punch him. You know what I mean? Like, I he hasn't made me upset to where I want to punch him. I haven't made him upset, I don't think. So, nah, Jesse's good. You already know. You know Jesse. He's a friend of the show. Of course.
Jesse's good, yeah.
Brian, what's your wife saying about all this? What's going on with the family?
Mo couldn't wait to get in. Like, enough about all that. She's not tripping at all. Not at all. Like, she's looking forward to coming. She don't care at all. I mean, she's not worried about my face. She's not worried about me fighting and all that. Like, she don't care at all. Like, really. Like, I try to talk to, like, everyone. I try to talk to her about it. She's like, yeah.
And how many minutes is each round that you're going to be fighting in? Because this is, like, your first fight, and the minutes don't go as long. So they seem treacherous when it's only, like, 2 minutes. So how long are you in each round with this?
That's a really good question because, yeah, real fights are three-minute rounds.
Uh-huh.
So amateur fights, if you have 10 fights and above, they're 2 minutes. And for your – if 0 to 10 fights, it's a minute 30.
Okay.
So three rounds at a minute 30, but like I've been training literally like 8-9 months. And so like I didn't start sparring until maybe 2 months into, well, actually like a month and a half into it. I did like some light sparring, which was terrible, but I train 3 minute rounds. So I'll do like 4 3-minute rounds. So okay. Like I'm not gonna front. Like I'm in pretty good shape. Like I'm
literally ready to go.
Yeah, you know, when I did the post on the picture and the story, I noticed your biceps. I mean, they look really, really good. So if you could
gun show, gun show
favor, it's a harmless ask. If you want to take off your jacket real quick, it's I'll be open to that. Because they a harmless ass real monstrous on the story, like for real. I was like, wait a minute, somebody got some arms. I didn't even know.
I was telling Mel that it looked like it was some Photoshop. No, I'm just messing with you. Nah, it's I don't know what the pictures. Like, I didn't do anything to him, obviously, but I don't really look like that. Like, I don't really think I look like that. Like,
whatever. Speak for yourself. It's all about them angles. When people
you
take pictures,
exactly. I'm getting emails with the, you know, I mean, you know? I'm trying to. Yeah, make sure you take the angle from me over there.
Right. Because the way your arm was positioned in that pose, and that was not you posing. That was in motion. That was an action shot. Yeah, your arms were looking like they were ready.
You were out there getting it.
She said, "My arms ready. Seemed like they was ready."
Yeah.
That's right.
They look ready. I mean, you can do the arm's favor and let us see the pythons if you want to. But
you can't see nothing. Though. I got a dress shirt on, so you can't see nothing. See?
Sometimes if the sleeves are tight enough, the python.
you can't. I don't know. Can you see anything in there?
That looks like something. That actually looks like something, sir.
You're a nut, she said, sir.
Arms of the sports anchor. So we're gonna have a new segment. I'm going
to keep the jacket off for right now, you know.
Okay.
Thank goodness I've actually got a shirt that's not some big old. It's an actual a decent fitting shirt.
Right. It's perfect. Like, I feel like you went out and got a new wardrobe, and I just want to know also, B, how is your health with all of this going on? Your mentals? How's it made you like feel as far as getting into this? How's all that?
Man, you know what? It's boxing is something that I was talking to Mel about that. Like you said you did like kickboxing or something like that, right? Didn't you go to the gym, hit like a bag or
back kickboxing? When I used to go to the gym, yeah, I was doing the boxing at True Fusion.
I love how she always prefaces it with back when I used to go to the gym, which is hilarious. But it's good, it's great for your mental health because obviously you can get out aggressions, which is good. And I got these pictures that made me look like I'm in shape and people are nice like you. So that's always good for the mental health, the ego. It makes you feel good. Like, all right, I feel like I'm not afraid of mirrors anymore. You know what I mean? Like mirrors don't make me upset.
Yeah, and that's good.
That's always good. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's a good thing. I feel like none of us are getting any younger, but right. I'm like, man, I'm in decent shape. I'm sparring with a guy who's a professional boxer who's 27 years old. He's undefeated. He's 1-0, but he's 1-0 as a professional boxer, like a Golden Gloves kid.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm 900 years old and I'm in the ring with this dude. Like,
don't say that because then you're saying that we 900 years old. So we don't
speak for yourself. He ain't talking about me. He's talking about himself. He might be talking about you. He ain't talking about me. I know my age.
Nah, there you go. Listen, who's older out of you two?
What's
we're
that?
Not telling.
Not your age, but who's older out of you two, though? Are you older than? Like, you've told me. Before,
Mel's older than me.
I knew she was saying it. I knew Mo would say that in a heartbeat. She
you
couldn't
guys
wait
are older
to say
than both
that.
Of me. At both of you guys are older than both of me.
But I'm older than both of you guys, so I can say that. It's all good. You guys are spring chickens. You guys are little. Little hush puppies.
Listen, I wish. So with this also, has it changed your eating habits? Has it changed your diet? Is there anything that you've been kind of on a regimen with that you're going to stick with and all of that?
You know what? Honestly, it hasn't changed my eating habits at all, honestly. For the most part, like I don't drink juice. I don't drink soda. I don't drink alcohol. So like all that, I'm good. I haven't had any fast food in a little bit. Like, I'll like an In-N-Out every, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, like a Fatburger or Wendy's or whatever, something like that. But I haven't eaten any of that in a little bit. Yeah. I have a sweet tooth. So.
Yeah, that candy can be a vice. Yeah. I have the same issue. Man. But I know people were doing dry Januaries, weren't drinking in the month of January. I didn't follow those crazy rules, but I just wasn't sure.
Oh, the Thin Mints.
Exactly. Oh. You know what I mean? Like. This is my little drawer at work. I got like the.
If you need to have me take those off your hands, just let me know. Oh,
which ones are those? The Thin Mint shortbread.
The, shortbread joint.
Shortbread.
I don't want to see
s'mores
none of them.
Too.
I don't want to see none of them bees coming up to me in their little skirts trying to hustle me for some cookies.
See, man.
So that, I don't want to see none of them. You know, and like, I don't want to see none of their pimps either. Don't come to me about these Girl Scout cookies. Don't come to me about none of that stuff. Last time I walked downtown, I had a whole fleet of them carrying the car.
Man, now Mo is going somewhere. She is going somewhere. We are not going there with you.
I can't do it. I don't want to see none of the Girl Scout things. I have to see people post about where can I get these cookies. I'm here in the fence, come back and get it. Their parents talking about where. I don't want to see none of that.
There's
a lot going on.
I gotta take a break from it.
Meanwhile, she got a Burger King cup.
Hey, you don't know what's in my cup. You know, black folks, we recycle our cups. You know that, right? We get a fast food cup, we put it in the dishwasher, it's clean. You never know what's in the cup. I'm just saying.
But that should be a new segment. What's in Mo's cup? That could be a new segment for us. Yeah, guess what's in Mo's cup?
I took the Burger King challenge today, even though I kind of did. But still, you save some of these drinking cups when you have like a whole cabinet full of cups. That's me.
She got that hen doggy dog up in there.
I don't drink Hennessy. That's the thing. That's sugar too. I can't do it. I'm a clean. Nah,
she's a Tito's girl.
I'm Tito's all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tito's.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Tito's
with lemon.
Tito's with lemon. But you got a Whopper, though.
What's that?
You got a Whopper, though.
Yeah, I did get that Whopper. That was all. Listen, that's all I had today, though.
See, the can of Whoppers. Hey, this is my little. I got pistachios.
A whole drawer.
I got pistachios in here.
Yeah, see, my whole Whopper today doesn't even amount to the calories you got with those two cookies on top added and what you have in your junk drawer.
Almonds.
Okay.
Well, this is what I snack on the almonds. Like, those cookies will be there forever. Like, I won't
let
them
get stale now.
Well, after Saturday, one of them sleeves is gone.
Well, no, let's wait till Sunday because we don't have you make it to the Sunday fight. You know, Sunday. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Sunday. Yeah.
Them sleeves. Okay. So, besides the boxing, because we're definitely, make sure you guys show up. We're going to post again into the group kind of where you can find B, how you can get there, where it's going to be at, because make sure you come out and support, one of Vegas' sports favorite sports anchors. But Brian, you've had a crazy Jordan year so far. Like, you've done some dope stuff.
Some dope stuff?
I mean, you hit the siren. You hit the siren at the Golden Knights game. You got your own jersey. You were in the second annual celebrity basketball game for the Pro Bowl. Wow. I mean, you're kind of like living the dream right now, guy.
That's first of all, that's dope. That's really nice of you to put that. That's dope. Man, I wouldn't.
Yeah, the jersey's fire though.
Yeah,
the jersey is dope, right?
The jersey's fire. Honestly, that's a custom I won't ever see, but that's pretty fire for them to do that.
Yo, that was really really dope. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, doing the siren at the Golden Knights game. Obviously, like the first sports media person that covers a team to ever do that, ever, right?
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I felt like a celebrity. I was like, man, I kind of feel like a celebrity. I'm not going
to. When I saw those, I was like, what? No, he wasn't.
I was like, man, I got a whole bunch of text messages of people that were there. They're like taking pictures and sending it to me and videos. Like, man, that was super dope. And
how hard is it to crank that siren? Like, how do you have to do that? Like, it's just easy little.
That's crazy.
Everybody's got boxing biceps now, Mo. So that was easy.
Everybody asked me that. Like, that's the most asked question. Like, everyone asked me that. And it wasn't tough at all. Like, right before I went up there.
I'm curious because I want to touch the thing. I just want to know.
Yeah. Now, the lady, right before I went up there, the lady's like, okay, this, you put your hand here, go ahead and get a feel for the crank. And I did, okay.
Right.
And it, I did that like right behind stage real quick. And then we went up there. It wasn't tough at all. Like, it wasn't tough at all.
And I know you got the pythons, but you're not willing to admit to the pythons. That's why I had to ask him how hard it was, because he's not acknowledging that he has these. So that's why I'm asking.
AK-47s up in there.
Yeah.
You guys got problems. Y'all are crazy. Certified crazy. Y'all too, certified crazy. I will say this, though. Yo, I'm glad you put that picture up there, because that picture would, you know, do you know who I was playing basketball against who was guarding me? Did you recognize who that person was?
Wait, I can't. Let me see.
You tell me what it is?
See that good. No, tell us.
That's Derwin James.
Stop. Really? So yeah. Tell us about like the game itself. We saw some of your clips with like Max Crosby. I know you interviewed Kelsey Plum there, but like what were some of the highlight moments for you?
Man, so the highlight moment for me, honestly, in that game was that picture, because I went to the basket and he fouled me and I threw up some shot. They didn't call a foul. It looked bad. yeah, I didn't even play that much at all. Like I took the layup, which was, I'm not counting that one. I took a three-pointer that went in and out. So I took two shots. So that picture was a highlight for me. But in the game, it was dope because, like I said, Derwin James played in the game. Yeah. Michael Parsons played in the game. Nice. Tariq Hill played in the game.
Yeah.
Both the Diggs brothers were on my team. Stephon and Trayvon played in the game. Pac-Man Jones was there, played in the game. What? Max was on my team. Max was out there hooping. Like, real talk. Max can hoop. The
dunks, yeah.
Yes, but he hit like 2 3-pointers, like all net. I'm like, damn.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, Max was, he was hooping. And as you said, Kelsey was there. So I got a chance to talk to her, which was cool. Because, I mean, you talk about my summer, offseason, whatever. Kelsey Plum has been living the dang dream. Like, she's been everywhere. Oh, yeah. So I talked to her.
You'll be in the ice tub with Kevin Hart next. Don't worry. It's coming.
You know, first of all, you know that I got like 8 gazillion stories, right? So I got the most stories ever. So I know. Kevin Hart's his best friend.
You deserve the ice tub interview. How do we make that happen for you?
Oh, no. Nah, yeah.
Hold his balls friend, with Brian Salmon.
I do like 90 push-ups before I get out there. I'll be like, okay, I need to work out. If I'm getting somewhere, my shirt off, like I'm not doing that. I'm not getting out there.
I think you're ready. You've been boxing and working out and all this other kind of stuff. So you're very humbling, and that's great, you know.
But take off your shirt.
No, I wasn't gonna go there. I'm okay, good. Respectful. Good. But I'm just saying, when you get in that boxing gym, your shirt's coming off. You know that, right?
Well, if you ever, you saw the couple of pictures I sent Mel, you probably seen him. The dude one of the guys I train with, the pro dude, he never has a shirt on. The dude got like an 8-pack. He's like,
he looks shredded from the side. Yeah.
You seen him? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Like, okay. So I have to have my shirt on around him. This fool, right. He got muscles all in his ears and all. I'm like, come on, man. Like, enough. We get it. His name's Ray. Like, we get it. Okay, we get it, Ray. You're ripped. We get it. We all get it.
Shout out to Ray.
Ray's
Mo gonna come out to the gym just to see Ray.
No, I'm not even that thirsty. I'm just like, shout out to Ray. Like, I wish I could, you know.
Ray's a kid though.
Person, but I ain't pressed, huh?
Oh, well,
he's in his 20s.
Yeah, he's a Tito. I get it.
Yeah, he's like 5 years younger than you.
Yeah, he's only got me by a couple years.
I know.
He's only got me a couple years. I usually, you know, a
couple, 2 or 3.
A little old for me, but you know, he's only got me by a couple years. A little old for me, but that's all right.
Oh, again, Mo is going straight there.
Oh, yeah. So, Brian, I don't know how much time you got. I know you're a busy, busy man. You literally just walked off the news. So we don't want to keep you too long. We're going to get into some Vegas sports. You're welcome to stay and hang, give us some input. But I know you're busy, so you do what you got to do.
I like that. Thank you. Do what you got to do. Like, ah, it's cool, but you can
do what you got to do.
You ain't got to go home. But you
gotta, we chatted enough. We got it. Yeah, we're good.
Thank you. Put all the info and see. Let the real professionals put your jacket back on. Let the real professionals.
No. You listen. You can stay with us all show.
If you have another segment later on, you can leave and loosen the tie. Like, I'm open to it all. Like, get comfortable. You know.
She said, come out in the news, in the evening news or the nighttime, put on your 11 p.m., you know, casuals on.
Blazer t-shirt, that's it, done I deal. Got
the, the medium t-shirt on, doing the...
Yeah, and the blazer and tee, keep it a little semi-formal. Cool.
Yo, all I can hear now, your boy Jesse would be hating, because I make fun of him anytime he wears like a button-up shirt and he got it button like 20 buttons down, he need like... He likes to do like, we got like three buttons unbuttoned. I'm like, okay,
man, oh my god,
enough. trying to put the taco meat out there. He don't have a taco meat, but you know what I'm talking about. So if I went out there in a t-shirt, he would clown. I'd never hear the end of it. Oh my God.
Shout out to Jesse. I see Jesse. Yeah. Jesse's my guy.
Jesse is good people. Funny thing I'll say about Jesse is that just literally on Tuesday, we're at the gym training, and for some reason, again, some odd reason, there's a woman who trains with us. She's fighting too. Her name's Amanda. She's in really good shape. But she's like Brian, man, like, she asked how much I weighed. I weighed myself. I was 188. It's like, man. And Jesse was 180, like three or something. He was 5 pounds less than me. And she's like, man, you're only 5 pounds less than Brian. He looks way bigger than you.
And you know what? I was actually shocked because I was like, dang, Jesse's 183. Like, did he put on weight? Like, I feel like he would be.
Now, Jesse got a little something going on, but you know, he hated it. You know, like, because he and I our suits, all that kind of stuff. He was like,
he went straight back to the weights and was like,
exactly. He's like, that's dad weight. He got dad weight.
Just never ends. Yeah.
He was hating. He's like, Brian got dad weight. That's all that is. Okay. Don't be mad at the guns, baby. Don't be mad, Jesse.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious. Okay.
But no, yeah, I do. I got to go back down to the studio. I actually got a tape. I got to record something in 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you. We thank you. We're going to post about it. Make sure you go follow Brian News 3LV on all social media. And listen, we're going to try and make it out and try and catch you at one of these fights. So you,
I appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Hey, listen, if you win, I think you should just go in your boxing getup on Monday for the news. Like, have the belt, your boxing shoes, your shorts, and just do the news like that.
Huh? That's right. I got a tank top, too. I got to do 20 push-ups before I get out there, but there I may do that. I may just do that.
Celebrate it, you know?
No, I may do that. No, I appreciate you guys having me on. Seriously, though, you guys always show love. And I try to show love as much as I can. Anytime I come out off the set, I come pop on the show. And I'll be back. I'm going to be in the comments in like 15, 20 minutes. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You can't get rid of me that easy. All right, y'all.
All right. Take care.
Oh man, just too much. Listen, so we'll definitely put up Brian's information for the fight this weekend. I was asking Mo earlier, I was like, so what's been happening? What are our hot topics this weekend? There just really ain't been much sizzling in the world of sports news, much more than usual stuff. But the NBA All-Star took place this past weekend. I know there was a celebrity game, you know, DK Metcalf went off, got MVP of the celebrity game, had some crazy dunks. I actually missed the game, but I did catch it on some replays. We saw Candace Parker become the first woman to be an analyst for the All-Star game, which is major, major news. There was a lot of stuff that was going on. Dunk contest.
Yeah, Big Mac, man.
Listen, coming out from the G League and winning the dunk contest.
Been a dunker. If you've known him and followed him in college, he's always been a dunk kid. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. I like that they signed him. But he's always been this dunking kid. And it was just the uniqueness of it all. The fact that he cleared it in one try. And it didn't take multiple tries. And
no, he didn't take multiple tries on anything. Here's a quick video of all three of his dunks. He's got talent for sure. Listen, when he hit that backboard and put it in, and then he did the double pump, like, legit. Good stuff.
Yeah, Mac did that. Shout out to my HBCU classic, Southern versus Grambling, represent.
Yeah, Grambling that was out there, that game. Too. That was good.
Grambling took that game, and sadly and unfortunately, it wasn't, like, the best win that we were expecting as Southernites, but it was good that it was highlighted. The attendance wasn't there like it should have been, but they said the attendance for the All-Star wasn't there like it was. Like, a lot of people didn't come out to the city, and I'm just wondering what's the reason? Why didn't anybody want to go to Utah?
I don't think it was just the attendance there. I think it was also the viewers.
No, I'm saying the whole All-Star thing. There was the attendance was there. It was the lowest, and I said, why? Is it because it was Utah?
I mean, Utah, I mean, the game isn't played like it is. I mean, there's no defense whatsoever. No one's really trying to do anything. It's, you know, we've gotten to the point where now it's like the Pro Bowl for football. I mean, but in football, I feel like your injuries are more prone if you're tackling and having full contact. In basketball, I mean, at least, you know, put a hand up or, you know, try and block a shot.
I think he got injured in the All-Star thing. Kobe got injured 1 year in the All-Star game. Dwayne broke his nose in the All-Star game being defensively. So now it's just taking shots for charity, shoot around basketball. This is the basketball we're seeing anyway in real time because all the defense calls and all of that and the flopping and all that, that comes with the territory. It's just kind of a back and forth shoot around with this. So I don't know.
It was cool to see the live draft this year, though. The live draft was dope. I think that was kind of cool to watch that. They're getting drafted right before the actual game. But other than that, I didn't watch it all. I had other stuff going on Sunday. But I mean, what can you do?
I mean, it was good. For what I watched, it was great. Skills competitions were really good. The three-point shooting was really good. I liked how they did the obstacle course.
Dame Lillard, that was dope that he won that.
That was dope. That was good. You know, all of that. So it was a good weekend. You know, that's just one of those things. And yeah, Donnell, plain and simple, it's Utah. I know that was the reason. I read Spider Mitchell's story about his treatment in Utah. So that gave me, it's already indicative to what, you know, the happenings are in that state. We know.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Know what time it is.
Too much.
Will they do it again out there is a question. And if they do, what is the last
game? I mean, it's been 30 years. The fact that they even had Karl Malone out there to be there was ridiculous in itself.
Well, that was a crazy scandal within itself because people were praising Karl Malone and we know what he did.
Know what he did. Like, this was all new. This wasn't news. This was stuff that was happening when he was in the league. Like, it's just, I don't know.
No one was talking about it, though. No one.
Yeah.
And accepted it. So it's very interesting.
A sleazeball.
There's a lot of layers to that Utah thing. And why attendance was so low.
Ugh. Yeah. So,
no NBA tonight. No NBA till tomorrow.
Man, I feel like there's been no NBA.
Well, that's
the cool
thing about All-Star that's different from Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl, they don't go on no breaks. They do this Pro Bowl thing and then it's back into the football action. So that's why they don't want to get too injury prone. Basketball, they actually get a little vacation time before they get back into the nitty gritty. Gotta love that. So I've been tapping into these college games and they've been actually exciting. I need everybody to check in the men's basketball because I don't want anybody talking about what team you think is going to make it all the way. This is your time, sportsbook bettors.
Get out there. Get them brackets ready.
Get the brackets ready. Get your bets ready because some of these teams is really, really hooping. And, this is the homework time. I don't have NBA to distract, so I've been really into these college games, and they've been really, really good. So
is that right? I've caught a couple of them, not a lot. I've been seeing the upsets that have been taking place. There's always some great upsets in college basketball, so that's always going to be good. You know, speaking of college basketball,
Carolina game right now as we speak.
Are you okay? There was a Jugadora Loco possibly that took place the last couple of days. So you know, Alabama has been one of the top was number one. I think they got ousted by Houston recently, and they're number two.
Right.
But we got the freshman star Brandon Miller, who is now being accused of providing the gun that his teammate Darius Miles used to shoot and kill this woman last month that we had talked about previously in a previous show. There's been no charges against him. He'll be playing this weekend or in their upcoming game. There's been some suspicion of preferential treatment due to where Alabama is right now and they're playing in their games.
Well, they're playing South Carolina right now. So he's playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
So what? Just because he gave him a gun, does that mean that he prepared him to shoot? Like, why is this a story? He didn't tell him, hey, take this gun and you're going to go shoot this kid.
Of course not. No. But
he gave him the gun. No, and I'm not arguing with you about it, but I'm just saying, why is this a thing? Why is this a story? The man has not had any press charges. Focus on the killer of this story. You always want to tie in some other stuff. It's just crazy to me. And that's what everybody's gripe has been. Like, why does this even matter to the situation? We know he had the gun. We know he shot this young lady. We know he killed this young lady. Who gave it? That has nothing to do with it, unless it was something contractual. He hired him to do it, but they have no ties like that. So I don't understand why this is even mentioned.
It's a sticky situation that you still don't want to be a part of, and he shouldn't be a part of.
But he's not even charged. That's the whole point. They didn't even bring charges on. So why are we talking about this?
Well, it's a still investigation. They're investigating.
But he's not charged. He is not charged. Right. They already found out who did it. The man has admitted to it.
Well, yeah, we already know who. Yeah, of course.
So
but,
why
I mean,
is this even a thing? That's just what I'm saying. I'm not saying that directly.
Isn't that like accessory? Isn't that like an accessory if you're providing the mechanism that, I don't know. I'm not in law.
How? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Who was it? What's the guy up at Smoke? What's our guys? Matt Barnes. What y'all? Even them are making a big saying the same thing. Like, why is we bringing this guy? And he's still playing in the game. So, what are we talking about here?
Well, that's the coach's decision. I mean, he wants to keep winning. He's got his star player in the news, but he wants to keep playing. So, of course, he's gonna make that decision. But
I get
he did
all that, but
still
is,
provide
that is-
the mechanism in a murder. Like he's.
If that was the case, he could have not let him play. If it was a serious, you know what I mean?
Listen, that's what they're asking about preferential treatment, because had they been in a losing position, let's say they weren't even ranked and they weren't even, or they were, 5-12 for this season, would it be an issue then? Would he just be off the team? Would he be suspended? Would he be off the bench? But you've got your star player.
We don't know that. We don't know the answer to that. We don't know to the answer to that. You've got your star player already sitting in jail. What would it have done if you had this guy sitting out too? It's already, you already got the scandal in the news and all eyes on you already. So what would have done? We don't know.
We don't know.
Chris, it's stupid.
What's up,
like,
Chris?
Why are we
Chris
even
agrees
bringing
with
this
you
kid up into this? It's crazy. So sick of media sometimes. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. And we're going to get into some Vegas sports news. There's possibly another league coming to Las Vegas. Another sports league. Major League Soccer has announced they'll be making a final decision on their 30th team and whether it will be possibly in Las Vegas or San Diego. There's the top two choices at the moment. But look at this place, Vegas, boy. MLS coming hopefully to Las Vegas. Last year, St. Louis became the 29th team. They start their play this year. So we'll see if there's going to be more sports on the way. I don't know where they're putting all. I hope they just don't start putting all these arenas and stadiums on the strip, because the traffic already right now. But, you know, if you're getting an MLS stadium, if MLS will be playing at Allegiant, I don't know. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be quite a wild ride here in Las Vegas. For those that are in Vegas, for those Derek Carr fans who maybe miss him a little bit more, he'll be back at the church in Las Vegas, the Revival Tour. He's back to Pastor Carr for the weekend. You can check him out. Derek Carr also met with the Jets over this week and apparently was told if he wins the Super Bowl with New York, he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think if anybody wins the Super Bowl with the Jets, they could possibly.
I mean, the Jets are also talking to Aaron Rodgers too. So, I mean, it's both back and forth. They both say that same pitch to either player.
Yeah,
problem with Derek Carr is he's expecting a certain amount of money with that, you know, and that's where he gets shell shocked, because he doesn't know what his money's going to look like.
Well, I mean, you got the Raiders. You guys are looking at Aaron Rodgers too. I mean, there's a lot of.
I mean, we were
stuff
looking, but we haven't
on.
Been talking Aaron Rodgers in a while. Media has been talking about Aaron Rodgers for a while. What Raiders have been talking about possibly is going into the draft and picking these three top quarterbacks that are entering the draft, CJ Stroud and all these other kids, and seeing what that's going to look like. Raiders have also been talking the whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing, but that has been far in the wind as well. Yeah. I don't know what the Raiders are doing. Raiders have been very hush-hush about things. Talking heads have been saying Raiders, and Aaron Rodgers and all that. But Raiders have not said anything.
They're None trying of the to Raider work out a master plan.
None of the Twitter news journalists for Raiders have said it. No one is talking to Aaron Rodgers talk anymore. No one's talking about the Garoppolo talk anymore. I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. But that again, is just the
I
talk.
Mean, they're definitely going to need a couple, if not a few quarterbacks, because they really don't got nobody.
Oh, well, so. We're going to need quarterbacks, and we also going to need some defense, too. But the thing of it is we don't know if Aaron's coming to us or not. Jets, like I said, Jets are talking to Aaron Rodgers, too. A lot of teams are talking to him. But this
is he
this
still in the is he still in his dark week? Or is this still dark week time?
I think he's still in his tent somewhere.
Hey, for those that are still missing football, and football, of course, you got the Vegas Vipers. Their home opener is on Saturday at 4 o'clock at Cashman. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster. They did lose their first game in Arlington against the Renegades. They had a shot and they scored a touchdown like the last seconds, but couldn't make that 2-point conversion. So they were unable to tie. They were up at the halftime, but they kind of let it go. The first half they played well. That second half, not so much. So you'll be able to catch them here at Cashman Center, Cashman Field on Saturday versus the Defenders. I checked on Ticketmaster. Like, tickets aren't bad. They start at like $22 in CC. Yeah, so, you know, good look. Get the family out. Get your friends out. Yeah. Hopefully it's not downpour raining, because I know there's rain supposedly for Friday and Saturday. We'll see. That's part of the sport, part of football, yeah. Right? Vegas Golden Knights made an acquisition for a new player from Arizona Coyotes, Dyson Mayo.
Acquisition.
I don't know.
You're combining acquisition with acquisition. I didn't know. I was like,
listen, it's been a long day.
I know.
Anywho, Dyson most likely playing with the Silver Knights, but we did get to let go of a bit of salary cap stuff, and we got rid of Shea Weber, who really hasn't even played for us. He's been injured the whole time we've had him. So we'll see how that goes. You brought this to my attention. So for those that are out there looking for some Golden Knights tickets, if you go follow RTCNV on Instagram, you can guess how many of these blinking lights are in this glass here. If you do so and guess right, you can win 2 tickets to the Vegas Golden Knights game on March 3rd. So get out there. Heather said, what's in my cup? Listen, I wish there was something good in my cup.
What's that?
Heather said, what's in my cup? I listen.
Yeah,
I wish
acquisition.
I knew.
Acquisition. I don't know. We love using the big words, don't we? Reading this fun. We love using the big words, don't we, Heather?
Acquisition. There you go. Hey, Lady Rebels, I went out there last Thursday. They had a great game. They won the back-to-back conference champ, conference league. So they've got 2 more games this week, Thursday at 6:30 and Saturday at 2. You go to those games, you can win a t-shirt, or you can receive a free t-shirt. For the Thursday game, you get the back-to-back shirt. The Saturday game, you get the vintage throwback Lady Rebels shirt. You know, they still won the conference, so the games are necessarily not, you know, they're not as important for them, but they still want to get these wins. I think I was watching Brian's show earlier today, and they said they won 16 in a row. So Chris, the Lady Rebels are killing it.
Yeah, they are. 16 in a row for sure. That is the accuracy.
And $2 bill beers on Saturday. Those were good last Thursday, the $2 bills they had. Not bad. Yeah. So that'll be good. We also got the Desert Dogs too. Like, I got to show this because there's a game. So there's a match for lacrosse. Our Desert Dogs are our lacrosse team. They got a game this Saturday. We're going to the March 11th game to get the Gretzky jersey. But this Saturday, they play the Calgary at 7:30. During the halftime, they're going to be having an exhibition game of the American Sevens Football League here in Nevada. Listen, this league, they wear no helmets, no pads. And it's tackle football. Here's just a slight little video of them.
A Viking McCorkle plunders pillages.
Wondering what the injuries are like in something like this.
You have to
no
ask
pads, No helmets.
You're gonna have to ask tackle them football. Obviously, it's a thing.
Oh my god, really a
thing. And how much for their roster holds for the replacements if people get injured like that? I got questions.
Do they offer medical insurance? That's my question.
Well, you have to ask some questions definitely on March 11th when you go.
Well, and, no, they're going to be at the game this Saturday.
Oh, they are. Oh,
they're okay. Playing during halftime this Saturday. Yes.
Wow. Ooh, Lord.
I know. I can't.
That's street ball.
That's a lot. That's really a lot. And for those that are into the XFL, like the XFL season has gone off to a great start, I think. It's definitely a little bit different than it has been the past few times it's tried. So,
how were they up by 20-some points and then lose that game? That first, like, that was crazy.
What? The Sea Dragons?
Their first Seattle game. Did? Yeah.
Our yeah, Vipers they were, game. Well.
They were up.
Vipers, like, it was 14-3, I think, or something like that. Then they were down. It was like they lost the third quarter. They didn't score nothing. It was 15-14. And then they just, I don't know. It was interesting to watch. I do want to shout out our boy Arlington Land. They got the XFL show. So they go on Thursdays, 9 a.m. Pacific time on YouTube. They got all the XFL. And as I know, Arlington, I talked to him earlier today. He had been to two of the games this past weekend. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, the X Fan Show, they got all the XFL stories going on over there. We can get into just a quick thing about the NFL. I was surprised at this one. So Netflix and the NFL teamed up. There's going to be a docuseries called Quarterback. It features Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. Of all the quarterbacks, these are the three they chose, but they follows their stories on and off the field for the entire 2022 season.
Who wants to watch that?
Are you tapping in?
I said, no.
How did you choose? Okay, Patrick Mahomes, I can kind of understand. Maybe who's choosing Marcus Mariota to watch? I mean,
if you're a fan of theirs, I guess, but I'm not interested. Why would I want to watch that? That has no interest in my queue of my list to add on Netflix.
Listen,
Heather, so you mean to tell me I've got to watch a day in the life of Kermit the Frog, also known as Pat Mahomes?
Well, you know the Chiefs fans are going to be dying for that because they'll get to see the whole championship season unfolded back into play-by-play.
All right, that's cool. But Marcus I'm not Mariota, a Chiefs fan. I'm a Raiders fan, so why would I be interested?
I don't
even Marcus Mariota. I mean, I get it. I mean, he used to be.
I don't get it.
But I still don't want to watch. I'm not that inclined.
He was a backup for the. I don't know. I just did. Other people like decline to do this, and then they got left with. Oh, well, I guess we got Marcus Mariota.
Y'all want to watch something? If you have Showtime, watch Stand.
Okay.
Watch Stand. Okay. About Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Oh,
watch
that's Stand. Yeah.
If you're gonna watch if you want to watch something, watch that. Cause that to me was like
I saw him on Up in Smoke talking about that.
That was a great documentary. It broke a whole lot down. It basically was him being the blueprint. People will now debate because he said he was the modern day Steph Curry, putting folks on skates and his ball handlings and all that. All of that controversy that he had going into the big three, all of that. That's a good watch. What okay. You talking about with this thing right here? I'm not watching that.
I didn't say you should. I'm just bringing up what I've found.
No.
I'm not watching it.
I'm not making it to you. I'm just saying I'm not watching. You asked me, would I tap in? I'm giving my answer again. No,
yeah. It looks like through the comments, no one's tapping in for this one.
So why would they? That don't even sound enticing.
Hey, and Donnell talked about. Yeah, Donnell mentions Full Swing on Netflix. Listen, I started watching Full Swing. Not that I'm a golf fan at all, but it was pretty interesting so far. The first two episodes I watched, I'm like, okay. This is interesting. So Full Swing.
They got an opening golf going on right now. That's actually really good with Rom and all that's been going on over the weekend. They've got an open U.S. Open going on right now in golf this whole weekend. That's been really good.
Is that Liv? Is Liv on? Isn't Liv coming up? The Liv tournament. The Liv.
That one's coming up next too. But Waste Management was out here. That was out.
Oh, yeah, Waste Management. Yeah, during Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I mean, that is not even appealing. If you're gonna do something like that, I don't know. They could have had break. I don't know what they could have had, but who else watched?
Right. Heather, nobody here has watched 80 for Brady yet.
And no one wants to. I'm not interested in that either. Why? Because we have a sports podcast show. Do we have to watch everything? I don't have to watch this.
You don't. I think I'd, I.
Only watch
watch it when it's like on Netflix. I don't want to go to a theater necessarily to watch it unless Natalie.
I'm not having no interest in it though. Like, why does it feel like it has to be this particular sub interest? No, I like other things too. And when I do my Netflix time, it ain't about the sports stuff. It's about the drama, the comedy shows, and whatever movies. You know.
I hear you.
But I'm not watching.
That's just crazy. She's not watching none of it.
No.
Hey, shout out to all those that have been tapping in, though.
The one with Manti Te'o. That was good. He got finesse.
That was good. Yeah, the Manti Te'o was good.
Because I had drama. That was a good catfish story.
That's a good catfish story.
It was.
All right. So, you know, your Lakers got rid of Russ. Russ went to the Jazz, got his buyout.
Yeah.
Heading to the Clippers.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that going to make any difference for the Clippers?
I mean, is he still coming off the bench?
Shoot, he might do better off the bench with them like he did with the Lakers.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking. Is he coming off the bench? Yeah. I mean, that's my question. If he's coming off the bench,
We haven't seen where that's going yet as to...
We haven't even seen what's going on with KD. Is he coming back this week or what?
Supposedly, maybe Sunday, maybe Wednesday. They weren't sure. So I mean, KD don't know could make his start like. For the Suns.
Listen, yeah, but they're gunning for the number one. They're going to win a championship now, y'all. But he hasn't played yet. All right.
And then, you know, my Bulls, Lonzo ain't playing for the rest of the year, which he didn't really play all year anyway. So, and then we signed Pat Beverly. Pat Beverly says he can't wait to see the fans in the playoffs. And I'm just wondering what playoffs realistically for the
Bulls. Well, y'all don't have Lonzo anymore. So I guess this is a good interest.
It's a good pickup for the rest of the season. There's still a lot of kings. I mean, there's still a lot they got to
work. The fact that Lonzo's out the rest of the season, how's that going in Bulls territory?
I mean, he ain't played since the start of the season. Like, barely ain't even been there. He been hurt.
I wonder who has him in the fantasy leagues.
I don't know. He probably got dropped now. Now he's dropped.
He had to have. God, that's crazy. And Carl Anthony Towns, when are you coming back? Because you were slated 4 to 6 weeks and you still out. I'm not understanding. I don't want to have to drop you, but I feel like something's going to have to happen because I'm not doing it's not working. Not working. I need Cat back.
You need Cat back. Crazy. You need Cat back. Oh man. Hey, listen. And then you got Nate McMillan getting tossed from the Hawks, so he's no longer with Atlanta. I didn't realize things were that bad with him and Trae Young, or whatever the case may be. Because he's got like
I was kind of
under 500 record.
I wasn't expecting a firing coming with that. I wasn't really paying attention to Atlanta like that to see that that was really some stuff going on to lead up to that. But yeah,
I guess there was.
I was surprised. I didn't know. I had no idea there was some stuff going on.
Oh Lord, Sports for you. What's up, guys? LeVar is blaming the Lakers for Lonzo's injury.
Yeah, keep blaming him.
How do we bring LeVar into this conversation?
He's been three seasons or four seasons removed from the Lakers, and it's our fault. He should have never been on our team. He should have stayed his full years in UCLA. Maybe he wouldn't be so injury prone. And his brother is better. How about that?
Man, yeah, that's facts over there. A couple of WNBA notes today on the show. Chinua Achebe. Achebe re-signed with the Spark, so she's staying in LA.
Okay.
So she's excited for that. Good for her.
They don't have really any more options since Candace left. They got to do something.
Yeah, they didn't do much last year when Candace was gone. So they definitely going to see what's going to happen. And then, of course, Mercury, they're making some big, you know, they got BG signed and they got Diana Taurasi signed to a 2-year Supermax deal for her.
Yeah. So hopefully they don't need that for her.
Yeah. And then you got, you know, BG left a note in the locker room for the team. You know, she's back. She's back.
That's good.
Yeah, good for them. It's going to be interesting. And then also for all of our Aces fans and also WNBA fans, Athletes Unlimited is starting season 2 tomorrow. If you get the WNBA League Pass, you get to watch Athletes Unlimited as well in that package. And two of our Aces from last year, we got KP as well as Sydney Colson, are playing in the Athletes Unlimited. So make sure you check them out.
That sounds about right that they're in there.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's a good look. Mm-hmm. Shout out to B Sal back in the chat. He said, oh wait, I love that you two are even good. I don't know. He said something. Let me find it. Oh yeah, here we go. What are you two LBG fans or Jordan? Really? Do you see?
I'm both. I'm Jordan and I'm LeBron. I respect both their gangsters. I'm definitely more leaning towards Jordan.
I like LeBron for what all he does off court.
Yeah. Well, that too. But his on court antics are definitely antics. But I do like MJ a lot for what he's brought to the game and very scrappy. I mean, these guys were giving it to him in the low post, like elbow. Like he took injuries upon injuries and still played the game. He did a lot of stuff.
Right.
So I grew up on that MJ thing, but I got to give LeBron his flowers too. I'm partial to both. He's wearing the number 23 too. So, you know, well, he was.
Well, that was what's funny is that all the memes that you saw that were like, how are you going to be the GOAT, but you're wearing a Jordan jersey and Jordan's number?
He's still a GOAT to some of these kids in this generation growing up. He's a GOAT. I mean, to them, I mean, you're never going to have a good answer on this debate. It's never going to be a right or wrong.
Who got who has an LBJ shirt on?
Your t-shirt. What's your t-shirt? Who do you have on your shirt?
That's Pac.
Oh, I didn't know who that was either. I was trying to look at it too. It didn't look like Pac. I thought it was Lamar Odom, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know who it was. Sorry. I didn't recognize it. Where'd you get that shirt? I don't know. That didn't look like Pac to me. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe you can't.
I thought it was Lamar Odom. Where you find that one at? I don't know. Yeah, I kind of see it. It almost looks like Spike Lee, too, being Mars Blackman. Like, I'm seeing a lot in that t-shirt.
He don't got no backwards hat. Oh, yeah, you do have a backwards hat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, is it? You get the most unrecognizable Tupac shirt at that. Oh,
hey, I like the colorway in it because I got a lot of gray and black stuff. So it worked for me, you know? I don't know. This is what it is.
The most unrecognizable Tupac. It's not a Tupac shirt. It's a three-pot.
Three-pot.
Four-pots, five-pots. I don't know. Lamar Odom, Mars Black.
I mean, now that it looks like LBJ, shoot, I might have to get rid of this one.
I mean, it looks like everyone but Tupac. I don't know who it was. I was seeing a whole bunch. Listen.
Hey, I got some sneakers to go over or some sneaker drops. These ones quite really aren't the sneakers yet, but.
I'm not going to rant, I promise. I'll be good.
Look at Fear of God and the Birkenstock. Got two of these, I don't know, slippers, flannel slides, whatever you want to call them, coming out. Los Feliz and Ash Melange Cement. These will be on the 23rd in case you had a Birkenstock fetish. Pharrell teamed up with Adidas for these, the Focus Olive. Hey, guys, if you're short and need another 2-3 inches a height, you know, these are probably a good look. Give
if
that
I see
boost.
Any guy, I don't care what their height is, wearing these, I'm going to scream.
Oh, man. Listen, the Air Jordan 12, Monterey. I always screw it up because they've had like six different partnerships with Jordan. But these are the, I think it's maroon or the crimsons. There's two colorways that drop on the 24th. Here's what I wanted to talk about, though. I had not realized the backstory to the Doran Becker Nike Freestyle collection. So I'm going to bring everybody up to speed who maybe didn't know, because there's been some dope sneakers. These have been coming out since 2004. They've raised over $31 million. But the Dornbacher is a children's hospital in Oregon.
Dornbacher. Yes. They're always a kid that makes the designs and stuff for them. Is that what you're going?
Right. I had not known it was the kids in the children's hospital making these designs. So year, these are the ones. So each year they give six of the patients the opportunity to create the Nike footwear alongside with some Nike, footwear and apparel. So this year, the six that are going to be coming out, and these will be released on the 25th via sneakers app, the Nike app, Nike.com. First up, you've got Coley Miller. She's doing the Nike Air Foamposite ones. You've also got Dario Villaseñor Valdivia. He's got the Nike Huaraches coming out. These have like little fur on them and stuff. Those are so cute. I just love that these kids, I had noted that the kids were like,
really, what kind of sneakerhead are you? You don't remember the Superman 4s that came out that were dorm breakers?
Yeah, but I don't know that the kids were, I didn't know the kids were designing them.
Shoes up this whole
no,
time?
I had no idea.
What kind of sneakerhead?
Listen,
are you?
Emerson Harrell, he's got the Nike Air Max 90s.
She's not a sneakerhead here at this point. This history is just astounding.
Jaron Heacott. Listen, I'm trying to also spread it to others so they can understand. I did not know. I had it. Listen. These ones are probably my favorites here. This is Reedy Mahajan. She's got the Air Jordan 1 Low OGs. I just love all the colors. Very pretty.
I like the undersole.
Yeah, with her name on it. It's cute. Yeah. And then you got Kylie Young. She's got the Air Prestos. I love how they're personalized with their names and initials and stuff. So I think that's, I learned something.
I don't understand. Okay.
Quick question from Jonathan.
You just sent me a pair of these Louboutin sneakers that are called the Mini Sharky Sock. I wish I could send you a picture of them because they are very interesting.
A sock shoe for men?
It's a mini Sharky sock. It's silver, and it's got the whole signature shark tooth sole of the Louboutin with the red bottom, sleek silver. It's only $4.95, which I'm kind of shocked. That's actually cheap considering for Louboutins. But he sent it to me, and I'm like, I kind of like it for you. It looks like you. Like, go for it.
For me or for you?
No, for him.
Oh, for him? Oh.
Well. I said, go for it.
We want to see pictures after the fact.
I gotta send you the shoe. He just texted me the shoe.
Before we get to girl power, Jonathan asked a question. He said, what do you y'all think of Shaq saying the Lakers should build a statue for LeBron?
I think he's out of his freaking mind. And when is LeBron retiring? Because maybe that's when it'll happen.
Or where will he retire? Because why would he get one in L.A.? Shouldn't he get one in Cleveland first? Or,
well, no, he's technically a Laker now since he passed up Kareem's record. I will give him that helm of a Laker. He brought us the little bubble asterisk championship. He is a Laker, but he doesn't deserve a statue. No, he hasn't even retired yet. And what's his retirement going to look like and all that other stuff? I need one more from him, okay? I need 18.
Got the retire. He'll have a retirement tour, you know. Once Bronny gets in the league, that's when it's gone.
Yeah, is he gonna go join him over in Orlando? Is that where Bronny's looking? Did they say Dallas or Orlando or somewhere? Is that where he's gonna go
play? Don't this Orlando, but I don't see.
He doesn't need a statue. We don't even have enough Kobe statues out there. We don't even have enough Magic statues. Pat Riley don't even have a statue. We need a statue for all of them first. Who said that? That's crazy. No. I think we shoot our load a little bit.
And Heather said, why is it a conversation while he's still playing?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's not even retired.
Oh, boy. Hey, big girl power shout out to Kiyomi McMiller. She becomes the first high school athlete to join Jordan Brand. That's pretty legit. She's a 5-star point guard from Life Center Academy in New Jersey. She signed the NIL deal with Jordan, and that's like dreams come true for a kid. Like high school, you got a Jordan NIL deal?
I know.
Come on.
She's ready. She's got money in the bank and do a lot of things.
I don't know if anyone...
Jordan Brand rep? I don't know.
Mo sent me these shoes, and I...
I like them. You can't see him through your phone.
There you go.
You can't see him that well. It glows.
Please don't.
Balenciaga's when they had the sock shoe, but this is a better version of a sock sneaker. Yeah, I like it for him.
I mean,
I like it. I'm not gonna have no issue with them because they're designers. So you know, some designers.
If Andre gets those shoes, we're playing the shark song. What's the baby shark song?
I'm not playing that for him. I think when Andre gets those shoes, he's gonna look fly in them because no one's gonna have those shoes. That's number one. Number two, it's Andre Wade, so he's always gonna be. Anytime he gets a crazy sneaker, which he has a good collection of designer ones, he puts them together very well. So I'm not gonna knock him on this one. I'm just gonna ask him what his opinion is, because I'm not into the little snucks. I didn't even like the Balenciaga ones when they did that. I thought they were overpriced and just a little overrated. But these actually have some uniqueness to them. They're different. $4.95 ain't a bad price point on them either. I'm kind of shocked that they're that cheap, because the Balenciaga was like $900.
Brian, talking that you saying the Louis Vuitton, you know, you do it properly. You're not saying like the rest of us, because you win that fashion game.
Yeah, and I'm also a sneakerhead too, who knew about Dornbrecher, so I don't know. So it's just a whole thing about this whole situation with designer sneakers versus Nike, Jordan brand, and all that. You're paying $4.95 for these stupid Jordans that made cheaply now these days.
Who's paying $4.95 for Jordans? Never in life.
You excuse me? They're not paying $4.95 for Jordans out there?
Oh, I thought you meant like... I'm not paying. Who's paying $4.95 for Jordans?
Yeah. I know you're not. I'm saying people out there are playing that.
Well, you didn't say people. You said you out there paying. Yeah, so I get
you, okay, meaning that you masses, not you directly. You're paying $4.95 for your sneakers. You would not dare even pay that for a bag. So I know you ain't.
But shout out to Brian Salmon. If you are just catching the tail end of this show, make sure you catch the replay. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Girl Chat Sports YouTube page. The full show will be on there shortly. Brian joined us at the beginning of the show to talk about his amateur boxing fight that he will be at and boxing in this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, if he wins, which we know he will. We can't wait to see his championship belt come Monday on the news. He's got a gun show happening over there. So we look forward to seeing.
Yeah, he's dope.
We appreciate you being here, joining in. All those that have chimed in, we appreciate you a lot. We'll catch y'all next week on Wednesday. Have a great weekend. Get out there, enjoy some sports, enjoy life. And yeah, that's about it around here. We'll catch y'all later. Most
all right, we out.
Bye.
No, I didn't go to sleep. I was typing.